words, say, Lord. I say, praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Why are you sitting down? Please be on your feet. You know, when you're in a place like this, you want to take advantage of the move of God. I know God lives in us when we're born again, we're children of God. He lives in us. But there is a time or special seasons when he moves in our midst. Remember when the angel of the Lord stirred the waters, and then everybody that stepped in at that time will receive their miracles. But now we don't have to wait for the angel of the Lord to stir the water. The heavens are opened already, and the Lord is here, and you will be blessed in Jesus' name. My challenge to you is, are you waiting on me? Are you waiting on, with all due respect, on these fathers and pastors and prophets? Or are you going to take advantage of the moment yourself? Do you want to look cute and, you know, dignified? Or you want to experience God in a new way? That also is for you. You have to make up your mind that I came here from New York, from New Jersey, from California, from Virginia to experience God in a memorial, in a historic way. That's the challenge to you. That's the challenge to me. And that's why you want to shut off everybody, everything, and concentrate and have an experience with God that will last a generation, your lifetime. That's your experience. That's my experience in the name of Jesus Christ. So just read one scripture and then we'll go right into it, which is the key scripture. Oh, that thou wouldest, Isaiah 64 verse 1, thou wouldest rend the heavens, that thou wouldest come down, that the mountains may flow at thy presence. Let me make a graphic illustration and then we'll pray. A hurricane just went through Florida. They call it Michael. Those neighborhoods, those cities are not the same anymore. More than the hurricane is here now. That can change your life, your ministry, your family, this nation, this generation. And are we going to go with the same? God forbid. Tell somebody, God forbid. Tell somebody, God forbid. Amen. So I want you to participate. Don't wait for us to pray for you. Take advantage of the situation and pray for yourself. Pray for the nation. And we call our seven prayers before we go. Praise the name of the Lord. The first prayer point is bless the name of the Lord for the open heavens. Bless his name for the gates that are open, the doors that are open from heaven to pour out his blessing. Begin to worship God. Begin to give him the glory and the honor right now in the name of Jesus. And thank God that you're here to meet it with your experience in the name of Jesus in a new way. Not only are the heavens open, the doors are open, but your ear goes. The five senses are alive to sense God, to see God, to see things you could not see before you got here today. That's why you must participate and not wait for somebody to pray for you. There's something, there's an experience you want to get from here. There's a touch that you must go with. There's a feeling that you have to have. There's a sense of God, an experience, an encounter that will be historic. That is, like they say, Michael is historic. This is the time, this is the moment to have that accomplished in our land. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, we thank you, O God, to declare over the nations, to declare over the ministries and the churches for a new wave of the Spirit, even as I come, O God, in the name of Jesus. The windows of heaven are opened already. We're asking, Lord God Almighty, that the experience, the encounters that we get here today, this weekend, will last a whole life, will last a generation, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, my Father. Blessed be the name of the Lord forever. In Jesus' mighty name, Bible says that sin is a reproach to any people, but righteousness elevates, raises up a nation. We will pray for our nation. As the doors are open, but then over your life, but there may be your neighbors, there may be your friends, there may be people in your church, in your congregation, in your neighborhood, who have not experienced the righteousness of God. It's righteousness that lifts up, holiness that lifts up. We want to pray for the nation, from the highest to the lowest. This spirit of revival, this spirit of righteousness, salvation, deliverance from sin, redemption, that the true experience of salvation we will see in our nations, in Jesus we open your mouth and talk to God. It is righteousness that exalts a nation, a family, a person, an individual, a minister, or a ministry, a church. Pray for that righteousness of God to reign in our nation as the heaven is open. Even the reign of righteousness, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I said the reign of righteousness on our nation, from the highest to the lowest places, to every neighborhood, every state, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, my Father. Blessed be God forever. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. One last prayer before I leave is that the Lord will use this gathering to change our generation, to change our nation. We are the critical point in our nation. Now, this is not a social gathering. It's not just a religious gathering. Of course, it's not a political gathering. But you know that the power is with the believers. The power of change is with the believers. It is you that can change things because of the power of God. Let me tell the Lord, Lord, we lift up our nation before you, God. We're asking, oh God, for upliftment of the nation, the elevation of the nation. In the name of Jesus Christ, that your will be done in this nation as it is done in heaven. In the name of Jesus. And he knows what his will is. Tell them the will of God, the plan of God, the purpose of God for this nation at this time. It is from here that it happens, because you got the power, the anointing, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. The key of heaven is with you now. The key of David, the key that shuts and no man can open. The key that opens and no man can shut. You got that key in your hands, and you use it right now to ask for the Lord to visit this nation and do a great thing, especially at this time. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, open your mouth, declare over the nation. In Jesus' name. Our Father and our God in heaven, we came here not to look good. We came here to lose ourselves in the presence of the Holy Ghost. We know you are here already. We know your presence is here already. And we want to key into the move of your spirit at this time for individuals, for homes, for marriages, for churches, for neighborhoods, for states, for every part of this nation, from the highest to the lowest, from the north to the south, from the east to the west, to experience the move of God in a new way, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we want our experience to be memorable, to be historic. And when we leave this place today, oh God, none of us will remain the same, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we decree over our nation the prosperity coming out of righteousness that is such a way that we take everyone along, even from the White House to the crack house. Let righteousness prevail, oh God, that will attract your attention. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for the answer. We give you the praise and the honor, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
Isaiah 64 says, rend the heavens. And we're asking God to come down, and I think we need to think about that for a moment, what that actually means, because when we ask God to come into our lives, when we ask God to come into our nation, we're asking him to destroy the earthly foundations that have been built by men and the principalities of this world. Amen? That means in our lives personally, within the church, judgment comes to the house of the Lord first, and in the nations of the earth, when we ask God to come down, we're asking for Him to establish His righteousness, and His righteousness will not stand with unrighteousness. Amen? So it is a powerful prayer. So what does that mean for us? It means that in this season, when we ask God to come down, to rend the heavens, to show up in the earth, we need to have our oil, and we need to be very, very close to God. We need to be intimate with Him because He will protect us under the shadow of His wings. It is the only thing that will protect us in what is to come. And the word here in Isaiah that I want to read for us, it says, "But now, O Lord, You are our Father. We are the clay, and You are the potter. We are all the work of Your hands." That is us. Heavenly Father, Lord, we, Your ecclesia, Your church of every tongue and tribe and nation and people on the face of this earth that You have created, that You have called the people unto Yourself from amongst the nations of the earth, Lord. And You have joined them and grafted them to us, into Israel, into the Jewish people, so that we would become one people of God, one nation, and one new man in Christ, Yeshua, Lord Father. Let us be supple in Your hands like clay. We submit to You. We surrender to You. We give You our lives. We give You everything that we have, our breath. Everything that is within us, we give to You to serve You, Lord, to share Your good news with the nations, the great commission that is yet to be finished, to make disciples of our nations, of every people, Lord. And we pray for leaders in this country and in all the nations so that we would live peaceably, so that we can complete the great commission, so that we can worship You in freedom that we have in this nation, Lord. And so we are Your clay, Father. Come, potter, and shape us and mold us and make us into the people that You have desired and created from the foundation of this world. In Yeshua's name, in Jesus' name, Lord, we pray.
Praise the Lord. You are already sitting down. Amen. You don't sit until I allow you to sit down. I'm in charge. The Holy Ghost is in charge. I said the Holy Ghost is in charge. And He will give you the strength to pray in Jesus' name. We are still in the mood of prayer. The songwriter says there is power in the name of Jesus. To do what? To break every chain. We're going to be breaking chains here tonight. Every faulty foundation shall be destroyed. It's going to be a new day in our nation, in our land, in our families, in Jesus' name. The next prayer session is going to be on destroying ungodly foundations and altars. Destroying ungodly foundations and altars. And everything that my Heavenly Father has not promised shall be laid down. In the name of Jesus, I'm going to be calling on this man of God, the pastor of Christ Life Church, who doubles as the current president of African Ministers Fellowship, Pastor Shego Moses Lama. After him will be Pastor Kayode Akinde from Mountain of Fire and Ministries. Thank you so much. The power of the Lord. fire of the Lord come down. In this place,
let the fire of the Lord come down in our midst.
Let the fire of the Lord
from heaven come. Let the fire of the Lord.
Let the Spirit of the Living God come down, sing it.
Let the Spirit of the Lord come down. Let the Spirit of the Lord come down.
This place.
Let the Spirit of the Lord come down.
For the next 1 minute, I want you to speak mysteries before this throne of grace. I want you to pray in the Holy Ghost for the next 1 minute. Just open your mouth and speak mysteries before the throne of the King. Elipa Hamasolea Rush, Ekinra Kalabosalea, Efedele Bos, Ekinosolea, don't stay quiet, let God hear your voice. Yandarabo Sekitibi Bosh, Ekurandala Masikibi Bosh, Ingrabalaba Yubodoro Kaya, Mafunde Gene Bosh, Ekrahande, Ekinra Sukehelea, Ekinra Gene Boshandaya, Mafunde Boshika Habarindaya, Nekegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegegeg Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Spirit of grace. Thank you, Spirit of truth. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. 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 Maranda Gorobo Sukahanda. Kahanda, you robots. We bless your name, Lord. We bless your name, Lord. Begin to bring your prayers to your voice. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Can I hear a more pondering and living amen? In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
We are here to destroy ungodly foundations and altars. And it will surprise you that the word of the Lord says judgment will begin in the household of faith. There are ungodly foundations in Zion. There are altars. That is not of the Lord in Zion. Men, you know, thieves have crept in. If not be the case, where is the glory of God again in the midst of us? Where is the power of God again in the midst of us? We all agree that the church is the light of the world. And if there is darkness around us, something is wrong with the source of the light. I want us for the next 1 minute to stand in the gap for this church, for Zion, for the people of God. Lord, we stand in the gap and we plead your mercy. Every ungodly altars that has been raised in the name of Jesus, every ungodly altars that has crept into Zion, which makes thieves and iniquity. People are using other powers in the name of Jesus. They stand at the altar. Some are praying to the gallery. I want you to pray, Lord, have mercy upon us. Should there be any altar that's been raised in Zion that is holding your glory, that is holding your power, that is holding your hand in the land of America? Lord, we pray your mercy. We stand in the gap for church. We stand in the gap for people of God. We have sinned. We have done unworthy things. Jehovah, have mercy, O God. Have mercy, O God. Cleanse your house. Cleanse the church. O God, remove everything that is not of you from the place of your altar, O God. Take over your church again. Take over your church again. Arise, O Lord. Arise, O Lord. Let your glory rise up in Zion again. Mandere be sefra handea. Cleanse the house of your faith. Cleanse Zion, O God, that your word will be potent again. Your glory will rise up again. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hear me. Hear me. Begin to bring your prayers to a close. Begin to bring that prayer to a close. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. There was a king in Israel. His name is Manasseh. The Bible said Manasseh raised up again the altars of Baal that his fathers destroyed. But he must give him another cunning way. He went to the house of the Lord, he raised an altar for the Lord, and he raised altar of Baal in the church, in the temple. So his was, we cannot just let go the past. Let's put the altar of the Lord in the temple and let's raise another altar so that everybody can belong. That is what the church sometimes we do. We want to accept everybody. Purity and holiness and righteousness and the presence of the Lord has been defiled. Manasseh said, raise all the altar of Baal in the house of the Lord and keep the altar of the Lord. Let anybody come. Instead of people going to the groves and to the places, let's come to the temple. Let everybody have a field day. We are going to pray, Lord. Should there be people that are praying to the gallery that has returned your hand over this land, that have been like the son of Achan in the camp, that are holding the glory of the Lord in the land. Lord, touch your church. Touch your church. Let your altar be sanctified. Let your glory rise again over the church in America. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Oh God, arise. Cleanse your works. Purify your work, oh God. Cleanse us, oh God. Perfect your works in the midst of the years. Show us your glory again from Zion. Let the beauty of the Lord our God rise again over the church. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Arise, O Lord. Let the glory of the Lord be seen upon Zion again. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let's begin to bring our prayers to a close. Begin to bring that prayer to a close. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now we are going to go to the high places. The Bible says we wrestle not against this, are you against not flesh and blood, but we wrestle against the unseen forces, principalities, powers, rulers of darkness in high places. We are going to cry to the Lord, oh God, by the reason of the blood, we cast down, we overturn, we scatter, we burn to ashes every ungodly altar that have been raised in America. Listen, some of these altars have been raised in the corridors of power. They have been raised in the financial institutions. They have been raised in the policy makers. They have been raised in schools. Some of these altars have been raised, you know, where you least expect. We are going to just sprinkle the blood of the Lamb from the land of the Lamb, from the north to the south and the east and the west of America. Everywhere ungodly altars have been raised, we come in the name of the Lord. We come to overturn such altars. We come to break fetters, to remove chains, to wipe handwritings, to close every grease In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I want you to just begin to overcome and begin to wipe and begin to wipe handwritings of ordinances against this destiny of this nation. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we wipe it off, we wipe it off. We scatter such gatherings. We overturn such altars. Thank you, Father. Let's begin to bring our prayers so close. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Heavenly Father, we stand in awe of you and request for your mercy. Lord, have you defiled your altar? Have you done unfulfilled things? Has there been foundation that is not of the Lord raised in Zion? Oh God, in your mercy, cleanse your work. Purify the church. Return your glory back to the altars, oh God, that the church of the Lord will rise up again in the power of the word of the Lord, in the power of the anointing of the Holy Ghost, that thou that we declare over this land, oh God, will begin to be our testimonies. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we send this word to the four corners of America. We send this word to the firmament above, to the world beneath, and even to the depth of the earth. Should there be powers and writings, should there be, sacrifices, imaginations, everything has been done contrary to the will of the Lord in this land. By the reason of the blood, we wipe it. We raise the altar of the living God. We raise it as the glory of the Lord over the land again. Thank you, blessed Redeemer. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen.
As many of us are already believing that evil altar must be destroyed. Say evil altars. Can you shout like that? Can you shout let me hear you? What are you doing in this nation? We tear you to pieces. You know, devil is very, very crafty. Just be seated for 1 or 2 minutes. Devil is very, very crafty. We know what altar is. That it is a place of decision. They know that altar is a place of sacrifice. And that's exactly why God wants us to raise an altar. The moment an altar is raised, there's always a breakthrough. The devil is looking for a counterfeit. Every altar raised in this nation to destroy the work of God, that altar today will come back in the name of Jesus Christ. Quickly, before I go, I want to go to the book of Judges so that I can establish what you are going to do. When Gideon knew that there was an altar that was raised, he was not happy about it. I'm not very happy that right, many of us here today are not happy. That what's supposed to be going on is not going on well. If you look at the book of Judges, chapter 6, Judges chapter 6, before we start praying, let's look at that place. Chapter 6. I want to find it from verse 25. It says, and it came to pass that night. It came to pass today. Today is going to come to pass in the name of Jesus Christ. You know our sacrifices is yesterday, yesterday for this altar that is raised. It says it came to pass. Why was it come to pass? Because there was an altar of Babel. There was a bad altar that needed to be destroyed. And it came to pass. I go to verse 27. Then Gideon took 10 men of his servants, and that he did as the Lord had said unto him. And so it was because he feared his father's household and the men of the city, that he could not do it by day.
that he did it by night. He did it by night. But now, let me tell you, it is when the boldness is not there. You will tell his dog, don't go to anywhere. When you have the boldness, you tell the sleeping dog, don't leave the place. Leave that place. We've got the power, as it says, maybe first today, to destroy what's ever been working against us. So we are coming against that altar today. And every altar that has been raised, so that we are not going to have peace in this region, that altar is destroyed today in the name of Jesus the Lord. He says, in that verse 30, can you see that verse 30? Then the men of the city, and these are the men now, the men of the city, they were not happy of what was going on. How can God have an altar for something good and taking something again? How can God have an altar for a decision, but that was a wrong decision? You look at what is happening in this country now, you know that things is no more going on well. Today, problem, tomorrow problem, this problem, that problem. Why? Because of an altar. Why? Sacrifices. The altar is the place of sacrifice. They are using some human being for sacrifice. I want us to see what is going on now in this country. Today, Hurricane Florence. Tomorrow, Hurricane Michael. Don't you know that there's a problem? You want to put another into it. Come, just stand up. Stand up. I want us to first of all cry out to the Lord. That Lord, when you not make my plan to be answered to the Lord, come and forgive me. Whatsoever is going to work against you, fail to the Lord. Come and forgive. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Can you just raise up your voice and start praying like that? Jesus, when you pray, please, I want us to be very ready. Maybe I want your voice. I will need your voice. Say altar. Say altar. Can you shout three times?
Otter.
We are the word of the Lord.
We are against you today.
Say evil altar. Can you shout it loud? Can you shout it again?
We
are the word of the Lord. We are against you. Come down in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
You must come down today.
You
that
altar,
you
must come down.
You
that
evil altar,
you
must come down.
Every altar,
every
evil altar,
you
must come down.
Jesus, let me pray.
Beloved,
listen to this. There are some people ministering on an evil altar. That's why the altar is there. If nobody is ministering on the altar will not be there. If nobody is in this church, if pastors are not here ministering, you are not going to be here. Let's now command those people that are ministering on that altar, evil altar. Can you remember that young prophet? Went on that day, but there was a man that was on that altar. But do you know what he did? He wanted to arrest him. Anybody that had been planning to arrest Christian, the Lord will arrest them in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, any man or woman ministering on evil altar. Say, any man or woman ministering on evil altar. Today, we terminate your life.
Please, it's agreement prayers.
When their life is terminated, do you know what happened to that king again? The king just said, arrest him. He said, arrest him. By the time he wanted to arrest, his hand becomes stiff. Can you arrest again? We are going to come. We are going to challenge him again. Say, any man or woman on evil altar in this nation. when you pray. Please, I want us to get ourselves ready. This is where I want to be doing it. I scatter you. I do what? I scatter you. Let's scatter the altar. Let's scatter them. Say, evil altar! Are you shouting loud? Hear the word of the Lord! We agree together today. We scatter you in the mighty name of Jesus. We scatter the evil altar. We scatter the evil altar. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, altar of wickedness. Listen. Do you see what is happening? Wickedness in high places. Wickedness in high places. Say, altar of wickedness. What are you doing, this nation? We bring you down today. In the mighty name of Jesus the Lord. We bring you down. We bring you down. We bring you down. We bring you down. Bring the altar of wickedness. Jesus, when we pray tomorrow. I want you to call generational altar. I don't know where the altar might have come from. As somebody just make up his mind, let me erect this altar. And that we are all suffering it. Say, generational altar. Entering this country. Manipulating this country. Say, generational altar. Can you shout when you hear? Manipulating this country, working in this country, your time is over. We pull you down. We tear you into pieces. In Jesus' name we pray. Just join your hand with somebody and we pray now. Join your hand with somebody. Lord, with the spirits of agreement. Did not look at it on that day. But there was an altar that need to be pulled down. You now call the men together. We are together today in unity. We are together today in the spirit of the living God. We are speaking against evil altar. We are speaking against the altar of wickedness. We are speaking against the altar of righteousness. We are speaking against the altar of destruction in this country now. You now, daughter, now we bring you down. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus, by the decree of heaven, we raise the altar of the living God in this country. Altar of righteousness. Power, order of breakthrough in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, you make us aware when we speak, we come to pass today. You that order of righteousness by the decree of heaven, we agree together today. We will build you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Come on, lift your hands, wherever you are. Let's continue to plug in. Psalm 71, verse 8. The psalmist said, my mouth is filled with your praise. Declaring your splendor all the day long.